and good morning. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us. Good morning, everybody. You're either listening on 97.3 FM or streaming in on www.wrir.org. I'm Tall Feathers, your host. The show is Intertribal, and it comes to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Wow. The sun is definitely receding every Saturday. It's a little bit darker. Good morning, even though it's a little gray out there. Be nice if we got some rain, don't you think? Well, it just might happen. If not today, maybe tomorrow. I'm excited. Maybe you can't hear it in my voice, but I definitely am excited. After the 8 o'clock hour, I have a special guest calling in, and we'll be talking with him and reviewing his music. And I'm speaking of none other than two-time Native American Music Award winner, Michael Butcher. I had the chance to meet him, a couple of weeks back, and he's actually going to call from his home and share some information. I can ask him whatever I choose to ask him, so this is going to be pretty interesting. And he's a very empowering acoustic singer, and how he just can pull you in with his lyrics is awesome, so I'm excited about sharing the 8 o'clock hour with him. So if you have to run around and do stuff, get it done now, so this way right after 8 o'clock there'll be some music, give him time to call in, and then we'll bring him on the air. Again, you're listening to Intertribal right here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM and here in Richmond, Virginia, and www.wrir.org. Thank you for tuning in. Let's go ahead and get the show started. Mark Langenfeld's Lakota Sioux Prayer is coming up right now. Enjoy.
Flying the beams up to the sky. You walk in another world now, not knowing why you had to die.
Good morning. That is Joanne Shenandoah with Skywalker. Just before that was Spirit Nation, I Am Water. Kevin Locke, Grandfather, Look at Me. Black Raven with Spanish Heart. And Mark Langenfeld got everything started at the top of the 6 a.m. hour with Lakota Sioux Prayer. Oh, You're listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.rir.org. Have you survived the heat? Are you surviving the heat? Well, that's great. That's wonderful. What about the pets outside? Are they inside staying cool with you? Do you have anybody maybe hanging out begging for funds because, well, they're unemployed and that's what they can do for work right now? You know, who knows who's going to be next on that corner? Maybe they need a bucket of ice and a couple of bottles of water and maybe some nourishment just to, you know, help them get through the days. We don't know why they ended up there. Maybe they're professional, you know, panhandlers or beggars. Maybe they're for real. Maybe they are in that situation. Just food for thought. Do you have any elders who live by you that maybe don't have air conditioning? Or maybe your neighbor, you haven't heard their air conditioning turn on recently because, well, again, we don't know what their situation is. And it's not our business, but, you know, you don't have to ask why their air conditioner is not running. I mean, it could have broke down. But maybe you could invite them over just to hang out and, you know, be neighborly. Whatever the reason, just be sure that we all make it through. And which leads me up to this. With daytime high temperatures, often in the 90s or even above 100 degrees, Richmond's hot summer can present health and safety issues. And the Virginia Department of Social Services reminds residents to take proper safety precautions for their families. Temperatures inside a parked car can rise to life-threatening levels in only a few minutes. So it's never safe to leave a child in a parked car, even if the window is partially down. Don't let your children play in an unattended car, and always make sure no one is in your car before locking it. For more safety tips and information, you can visit nhtsa.gov. It is 6:24 a.m. I'm excited because after the 8 o'clock hour, Michael Butcher will be calling in. Ah, I've got the CDs that he has put out, and we're going to talk. Well, I intend to ask him about the Aboriginal People's Choice Awards. And how, you know, things like how long he's been performing, when he finally started getting recognized, you know, in the award structure, those kinds of things. I'm feverishly trying to think of things to ask him, but who knows, he might say something that'll spark even more, take us in a different direction. So I'm just excited he's going to call in. And he's an awesome person, very personable, very humble. His lyrics are very, very powerful. They reach out, at least they did for me. They reached out and they grabbed my heart and my spirit. And there was a couple of songs that he sang that there were tears. You know, I wasn't bawling or anything, but the tears were coming from the eyes because that's just the way it was for me. All right, let's keep the music flowing. Again, he's going to call in after 8 a.m., so if you have to get out and about, be near a radio around that time. You're listening to Inner Tribal. I'm Tall Feathers, your host, and this is WRIR 97.3 LPFM and www.rir.org. Thank you.
Hey. was sick for the very first time by Seneca Chief. They call handsomely with a wounded heart and a sober mind. These are the people of the Longhouse. These are the people that you tried to free. These are the people of the Pine. Follow the code of Handsome Lee.
Thank you.
How'd you like that one? That one is entitled Reflections in an Emerald Pool. Yes, as in P-O-O-L, not the P-U-L-L. Anyway, that is with Carlos Nakai, William Eaton, and Will Klittman. It's off the CD, Dancing into Silence. I thought we kind of needed a little something water-oriented this weekend, so that's kind of where I'm trying to put my focus, at least on some of these CDs. Just before that was Robbie Robertson, The Code of Handsome Lake. Again, another water-oriented song. Buddy Redbow, Run, Indian Run. Keith Bear with All Through the Night. Tony Duncan, Darren Yazzie, Jeremy Dancing Bull with Sedona Sunrise. How is your sunrise going? I hope it is going well. I know mine is. I want to thank Flora for calling in and being a friend and chit-chatting with me while I get my stuff done around the studio. It's kind of interesting. It's nice to bond with your listeners to a certain degree, don't you think? And, what can I tell you? It's a wonderful experience on this side of the mic anyway. You know, I get... Not only do I get a chance to meet the performers when I get a chance to go, and the singers, the songwriters, and I have them call in, and, you know, I'm on one of my social networking pages, and, you know, I get a shout-out from somebody that I play their CD on my show. That's cool, but what really reaches me is when the listener reaches out, and to know that the music I play, the avenue I've provided for the musical artist, is affecting the listener and the friendships that builds. There's many of you that I don't know how many are listening, but there's some of you who I know I've met either through the fund drive. I've taken your pledges or sat near you when you were doing your pledges, or you've come in during my show and I've had the chance to meet you. That means a great deal to me. It's just a way of connecting, and that's important to me because sometimes you're out there and you're on this mic and what can I tell you? It just. But thank you for the phone calls. Thank you for coming in for the pledge drives. Thank you for it all. I'm glad that you allow this show and this station into your home and into your hearts. All right, let's get the music going and flowing. We're going to be running out of time, and it won't be long before the 8 o'clock hour. So I need to get as much played as I can. Again, Michael Butcher will be calling in shortly after the 8 a.m. hour. And sharing who he is with us, his music, his lyrics, because that's the kind of things that I intend to ask. So let's enjoy right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.rar.org. This is Gabriel Ayala with... Hold on. Nope, my bad. This is actually going to be Coyote Oldman with Lunar Symphony. Enjoy right here on 97.3 LPFM. Thank you. I'm back. And it is 6:59. Got less than a minute to go. And again, that one was by Coyote Oldman. And it is entitled Lunar Symphony. I hope you enjoyed that one. Very peaceful, very relaxing, very timed, unstressed kind of piece. It is one that, the whole CD is unique and it's different, even though it does date back when, let's see, what years did that CD come out? Actually, they don't have the year on there. I'm going to have to do some research. But I know it had been out for a couple of years. Whenever I go to buy some CDs, I have seen the CD out, and it's like, but one other CD was pulling to me, so I would buy, that one never made the cut, or did make, it was left behind until one day I said, that's it, I'm going in, if they got it, I'm buying it. I'm glad I did.